Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of June 2020. Delhi High Court has granted temporary injunction against a textile company from selling face masks having the registered trademark of Tommy Hilfiger. Delhi High Court has rejected the plea seeking a direction to be issued to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences to postpone the exams for postgraduate PG courses. Gujarat High Court has issued criminal contempt notice against senior advocate and the president of the Gujarat High Court Advocates Association, Yati Noza, for making scurrilous remarks against High Court and its registry, during a live press conference on Facebook. Guwahati High Court has held that the right to receive post-retirement benefits, especially pension payment, is sacrosanct and the same cannot be denied merely because of lack of funds. Supreme Court has suggested that the center and states drop first information reports lodged against migrant workers for violations of lockdown guidelines and said they were anxious to avail of whatever mode of transport, including walking and cycling, to reach home. Supreme Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to keep 37,339 posts of assistant teachers in Uttar Pradesh Prathamik Shikshamitra Association vacant, thereby staying the ongoing selection process of teachers in the state till the 14th of July, 2020. Supreme Court has asked Maharashtra government to be more vigilant and make concerted effort in identifying and sending stranded migrant workers to their native places. The court has also observed that there were huge lapses by the Maharashtra authorities in dealing with the issue. Delhi High Court has asked the central government and Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, to file affidavits in a petition challenging the provision of 27% reservations to the persons belonging to other backward classes, OBC, category in post-graduation courses in central educational institutions, specifically in JNU. Delhi High Court has directed both the centre and the Delhi government to ensure that testing is carried out by the central government as well as the state government-run hospitals, as far as possible, subject to availability of testing kits with priority be given to the persons approaching for test on the recommendation of a doctor. Delhi High Court has asked all the civic bodies in Delhi to submit affidavits indicating their preparedness to deal with an earthquake and how the same will be implemented on an urgent basis. Delhi High Court has asked the Delhi government to abide by its submission of removing restrictions from DG3 Society Vikas Puri, which was designated as a containment zone, as no fresh case has been reported from the said area. Delhi High Court has asked the Aam Aadmi Party government to explain under what authority the decision to convert hotels into extended COVID-19 facilities was taken. Delhi High Court has directed the director of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences to constitute a medical board to look into the treatment and diet given by the jail authorities to Kabir Arora, one of the accused in the Religaf Invest scam. Delhi High Court has temporarily suspended the process regarding the physical service of notice, summons and fix, in light of the rising COVID-19 cases in Delhi. The same can be supplied through email, fax or WhatsApp. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the Delhi government in a public interest litigation seeking expeditious furnishing of reports after conducting tests for the infection of COVID-19 virus. Bombay High Court has given a stern warning to Vansari Kasomkuvar, a woman accused by her own elderly mother of torturing her both mentally and physically, that if there is even one more complaint of harassment, she will not be allowed to enter the flat where she is residing with her 19-year-old son and mother. Karnataka High Court has asked the state government to ensure that adequate transport opportunities are available to the migrant workers from northeastern states to reach their destination. Kerala High Court has ruled that the closure of branches is irrelevant where the assessee chooses determination of tax liability on a compounding basis. Punjab and Haryana High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation challenging the restrictions imposed on religious places, observing that the imposition of restrictions on religious places is in larger public interest and has reasonable nexus with the object sought to be achieved.